Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Dalid, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis as we get into a number of the Yesodos of Halachas of Bikurim and the Mishnayos of Bikurim. We learn Bikurim only come from the Shivas Haminim and only come from good quality Shivas Haminim. And we learn that it cannot come before, you cannot bring Bikurim before Shavuos, and if you do, it could be that we're just going to put it to the side and not let you bring it, because the Minchas, the Shtei Alechem, have to be the first item in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Pasuk, V'chaga Katsir Bikurei Basecha Asher Tizra Basadem. We learned the drushes yesterday, based on the Pesukah in the beginning of Kisavo, about how there is a difference. We saw the beautiful words of the Maharal, the difference between Truma and Chala versus Bikurim, why we darshan the words differently. By May Rashis, Velo Kol Rashis teaches me by Chala and Bikurim, by Chala and Truma, that you can't give your whole field as Chala and Truma because they inherently have to be Matirim, right? They have to then allow and the chulin, the misukanim, to be eaten. But Bikurim doesn't have that. Bikurim doesn't create tevel if you don't take Bikurim. It's a different idea. And therefore, Bikurim, you can really give your whole field Bikurim. And as we'll learn later on, maybe you could add on Bikurim. Tosef is Bikurim. And it will have halachas of Bikurim in a certain way. So Bikurim is just the mitzvah of Chovas Agavra. And therefore, we darshan it differently to teach me that it only applies to the Shivas Haminim. Okay. Says the Gemara now, we're a couple of lines up from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. Zeis Shemen, so we're darshing the pasuk by Shivas Haminim. Zeis Shemen, Ze Aguri. What's Zeis Shemen? What is this referring to? Aguri Shemen. What does that mean? Rabbi Ami, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ze Avrisi. That's Avrisi, some type of fancy oil. What that's the real name of it. V'alamidikar Shmo Aguri. So why is it called Aguri? Shehu Oger Shimno Lusocho. It gathers and retains its oil in it. It doesn't drip out. That makes it a very special type of olive. It does, the oil doesn't drip out. So the Gemara says, "V'chol azizim abdim shimna." What do you mean? You ever pass an olive tree? Most olive trees don't have oil dripping out of the olives. So what's so special about this one that it doesn't have the oil dripping out? Amar Bichanina, "Kol azizim hagashamim yordim aleihem v'inpolten shimnan." No, by other olives, when it gets into a challenging situation where it's pouring rain, so then, you know, it's going to, the oil's going to drip out. They don't stand up well to that type of inclement weather. And these are so strong that even if there's a windswept rain, still they will hold on and retain their oil. That's what makes it mufchad. That's what makes it very, very special. Okay, that's the oger besocho. Dvash. What about dvash in the pasuk? So we know dvash in the pasuk means elo atzmarim. Dvash tamarim means the honey of dates. Does not mean bee honey, but dvash in the Torah means elo atzmarim. That is date honey. Even though we learned already earlier that what you have to bring for Bikurim is the fruit, right? And you don't bring the liquid that comes out of it. Maybe wine and oil, we said, maybe that's different. So even though the Torah calls it dvash, but really it's tamarim. Really it's the tamarim, it's the dates that have the special status. Yochol dvash mamish, you might think that it means mamish dvash. What does that mean? What we call dvash, meaning bee honey. You might think it means that. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Tan Truma b'shem, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar k'siv. But the pasuk says, Uchefrotz. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim when they were bringing, when Chizkiyo did the big tshuva movement, and he got everybody to follow the halacha. And again, and people were giving a lot of tshuvas and ma'aseros. Ukeprotz hadavar hirbu, when it became very prevalent, the giving the tshuvas and ma'aseros. Hirbu b'nei Yisrael reishes dagon tirosh v'yitzar. But Yisrael gave a lot of, again, the ratios of dagon tirosh v'yitzar, the grain and the wine and the oil, udvash and dvash. So dvash, the pasuk says, that was part of the trumas and maestros. But dvash chayv and maestros, dvash be honey, is that chayv and maestros? No, that had nothing to do with the fruit. So dvash in that pasuk in Divrei Hayamim can't mean be honey. So ela elu atmarim shein chayv and maestros. So we assume that the when Tanakh uses the word dvash, it means the same thing. And therefore, dvash means date honey in Divrei Hayamim, so it means date honey also in the Torah itself. Again, in other contexts of halacha, for example, nedarim, Nedarim is always a wild card, and you can never compare anything to Nedarim because b'Nedarim halach achalasha b'nei adam. You always go by how people talk and what people think, and it's all umdana. So if somebody says, I'm going to meet Nodar Hana from Dvash, so Pasha Pshat, that means Dvash Dvorim. That's B'honey because that's what people mean. But when the Torah says Dvash, that's what this is about. The Torah means date honey. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Brachia b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, v'lam maksiv eretz eretz shnei pa'amim. Why does it say eretz twice? Meaning you're the pasuk in Dvarim, Parshas Ekev, I think, where the Torah talks about the Shivas Haminim, it says the word eretz twice, right? Eretz chito sora, gefet ein rimon, eretz eshem and dvash. It says eretz by wheat, and it says eretz right before wheat, and it says eretz right before oil. So Gemara says, that's not by accident. The house only stands by these things. Meaning, where's Eretz right before? Wheat and oil. The house only stands by wheat and oil. What does that mean? Which house? And what are we talking about? So this leaves itself open for many interpretations. The Mara Folda here says, what does it mean? Again, wheat and oil. She'ikr tzarchei abayis hupas v'shemem. Because the ikr mainstays of a house are wheat, which is bread, and oil, which is fuel. Right? So that's the mainstays of a house. That's why it says that you want to build an eretz and you want to build a house. These are the two main ingredients. She'ikr tzorchei abayis hu pasu shemen lochein ksiv eretz gabi chita v'gabi zei shemen she'ikr shevach shel eretz Yisrael bohen. Eretz Yisrael has the two main staples, right? That's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Shehein Iker HaMezonos Labayis. That's the Iker HaMezonos Labayis. Look at the Rechai Kadyevsky also. She Iker Tzorchei Abayis, Pas V'Shemen, U'Behen Nishtavchen Eretz Yisrael, L'Chik Siv Eretz Gabi Chita, the Eretz Gabi Zayis. So some of the other Mefarshim, some of them, Achron in the back, say this, maybe it's talking about Beis Hashem. Right, two of the most important ingredients, besides animals, you have flour and oil for Karbanas Mincha, maybe the menorah is the oil and the flour is other items in the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe it means that's the bias we're talking about. So one of the Achron in the back talk about that bias. Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe talks about, there's somebody on the page, Shal Kiyam Mitzvahs Shnei Dvarim. Right, what does it mean? Let's start with it. Shalodiyah chajina bayis omeid, vehena bikurim vahamaisras. Bikurim and maisras. Ube'elu shivas aminim tekra he noagos shtehen. Right, shivas aminim, that applies to bikurim and maisras. Right, maisras has a lot more than just the shivas aminim, but that's what it's referring to. Lamedcha shalkiyah mitzvah shnei dram elu halalu haaretz omedes habes amigdash kayam. The base amigdash is kayam. Bikurim, and he quotes psukim of vidui maisras and bikurim that connects to Eretz Yisrael. Fine, and the base amigdash. V'lam nechlalu, continuing the Gemara. So if these two are so special, so what are the other five? The other five are also included. What's the praise of those five? Since those two are the Iker Shevach, what do you even need five other minim for? Where it says no. Rabbi Yehuda Barebi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Chad Amar LaBracha, one says no. Those five are also included regarding Bracha. V'charana Amar LaShi'urin. The other one says it's included for Shi'urin. What does that mean? What does Bracha mean? So again, Machlokas on the page. The Mara Folda says Bracha means, because all seven of these have a bracha me'ein shalosh, have a special bracha afterwards. And you don't say a bar nefashos, which is called lo klum in the Gemara in Mesechas Brachas, but you have to make a bracha me'ein shalosh, a mini benching. Chadam ala bracha, that's what applies to these seven. Right? That's why they're all here. If you eat pomegranates, you have to say an ala eitz v'al priha eitz afterwards. Right? No, not just a bar nefashos. Right, so that's what it means, lebracha. That's what it means, lebracha. The Pnei Moshe says lebracha here means, because they all have a special order. This pasuk teaches me, as we know, the order of kedima bebrachas. Right, if you want to eat different things, what goes first? First comes mezonos, / hamotzi, right, that's what we cover the challahs, and then comes, right, depending on where the eretz is, right, the chita, and then you have the Zeishemen, which you're not making the bracha on separately, but the whole order, as we know from elsewhere, the Kedima and Brachas. So that's what bracha means. According to the Mara Fold and according to most Mepharshim, this means bracha achas mein shalosh. If this is really true, that's what the seven Shivas Aminim are in the Pasuk, to teach me la bracha, that sounds like, Pashup Shad of our Gemara, here in the Yerushalmi, that saying ala michya or ala eitz is a din da'araisa. It's based on psukim. That is a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba sounds that way also in Brachas Daf Mem Aleph or so. Alamet Hey, Brachas Lam Hey, beginning of the sixth parak. Another rishonim. The Rambam sounds like it's Durabanan. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's Durabanan. Because when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Suffolk, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't remember if you said an Ala Michya or not, do you have to repeat? Right, that's the big nafkamina. Is it Suffolk Daraisa? I don't remember. If I don't remember, if I benched, I have to bench. Again, what if I don't remember? So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, the end of Siman Reish Tes in Arachayim, Siv Gimel. Kol Habrachos. Im Nistapek, Im Birech, Im Lav, Einam Avarech Lo Betchilev Lo Basof. Right, if you're not sure if you made a bracha or not, you do not make another bracha. And it's asur to make another bracha. Right, not just that you don't, but you shouldn't. Oh, I'll just be machmir. No, you can't be machmir to say an extra bracha. So, einam avarech lo betchilev lo basof. You don't make a number of bracha before or after. Chutz mi birchas hamazon. Mibdeshi shal Torah. Except for birchas hamazon, which is daraisa. And we even paskin, interestingly, we've noted this before, that if you have to repeat birchas hamazon, because you're not sure if you benched or not, you repeat it and you say the fourth bracha, which is the shorli durabanan. The fourth bracha of after Bnei Brachmam Yishalayim, you add it, you say the fourth bracha also, because once Chazal instituted that this is part of benching, up till Yechasreinu, so then that's benching. And therefore, even if I'm repeating it, because it's a suffix, and I'm only repeating it, suffix daraisa, but I even say that fourth bracha, even though that has Shem Hashem. And we just said, you're not allowed to, you know, repeat a bracha, if you're not sure, but that is the halacha. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch, the only one that you repeat is Birchas Hamazon, right? Sounds like, right? That's nothing else. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here says. V'hini yam b'chaber mashma, shesasam kaharambam usmag, shesovrim tebracha me'ein shalosh, shemavarchen al shivas haminim umidrabanan. But the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Rambam and the Smag, because the Shulchan Aruch does not say that you repeat for Ala Michya, for Ala Eitz. Right, sounds like they hold it is the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's Drabanan. Aval be'emes yesh harbe rishonim shesovrin shumi daraisa. But says the Mishnah Berurah, there are many rishonim that do say it's daraisa. Right, to say an ala michya or an ala eitz. V'al kein kasva achronim. That's what the achronim say. D'misha achal k'dei sviya. Again, it's not going to be more chamor than benching. Meaning, if you're not satiated, then you're for sure not going to be chayv daraisa. If you're satiated from cookies, and it wasn't the type of cookie that would have made you bench for Pasba Bakisid. If you're satiated from grapes, you had a lot of grapes, right? So then there's a Suffolk Daraisa. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Kazu Achron and Misha Acha Kadei Sviya Mi Peros Otavshil Shal Shiva Saminim Venistapik Lom Birech Acharav. So what should you do? You're Besupik. Yochal Od Meoso Amin Shir Kazayas. Eat more. Eat more. You're full, eat more. Don't eat for achila gasa, right? That type of achila gasa, but you're mesupik about a bracha. It's soy daraisa. Soy daraisa, so best to eat more. V'yavarech acharav, you don't have to eat kidei sviya more. Just eat a little bit more, kizayis more. V'yotzi adei ze gam hasafek hazeh. Then you would be yotzi this safek as well. That would help you. So he says that's what you should do. The Sharat Tzion points out, as I was just noting, Sharat Tzion points out, right, the Mishnah Berurah, Ubepasaba Bekisnin lo yitzu yerzeh. Pasaba Bekisnin, you will never have this type of suffix. Because by Pasaba Bekisnin, if you're in this state, you should bench. And then it's a suffix daraisa. Right? It's only if you have a suffix about, donuts that are deep fried, that will never be Pasaba Bekisnin. Or, fruit. So, but it's Pasaba Bekisnin, whatever. Dim acham yem kedei sviya, hu kimo lechem gomer, v'chayev levarech ala berechad amazon. So you would never have such a suffix. For lachara mashba dumen haTorah imacha kadei sviya kamo b'shar alechem. Pashas, that would be you wouldn't have that question. Either way, so this is the Shulchan Aruch that sounds like it's derabanan. There's a question about what about svek sveka b'derabanan? Would you make a bracha? Svek sveka b'derabanan. Okay, that's a question not for now. Okay, so this is the lebracha. So why are the other five minim listed in the pasuk? So the first opinion says lebracha. So it's the bracha achas mein shalosh. Oh, by the way, remember the Shulchan Aruch says you also never want to put yourself into a suffix on purpose. And that's why if you remember the Shulchan Aruch says, don't eat one grape. Don't eat one grape. If you ever eat grapes, eat a couple of grapes. Because one grape is a real shayla, Tosfos is suffix. Because we know there's a concept of birya when it comes to isurim. If I eat an entire ant, I violate an issa daraisa. If I eat an entire, even though it's less than a kezias, It's less than the shear, but it's a whole item, so then it has significance. So Tosos has the suffix, does that principle by Averos also apply to brachas? If I eat a whole item like a grape, is that enough? That's significant enough that I have to say an al ha'etz on it, or not? So because it's a suffix, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't be nechlas a suffix. So you want to have grapes? Have a few grapes. Right? Don't just have one grape. So you don't get into a suffix. But that could be a suffix d'oraisa, as we just said, according to many Rishonim. So chad amar lebracha, v'chad amar, v'charan amar l'shiurin. And the other one says, no, why are the other five minim listed? Again, if these two are the most chashuv, chita and zayis, shemen, if those are the most chashuv, why do you have the other ones on the list? L'shiurin, what's l'shiurin? So the Gemara doesn't go through it here, but remember the Gemara in the Bavli, in the brachas, daf mem aleph. Every word in the pasuk, every one of the Sheves Aminim, teaches me a different shear in halacha, a different measurement. And the Gemara says that it's a remez, because really it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. All of these shiurin, but we have a remez to the shiurin, right? Remember that if somebody, kol pasuk kulo l'shiurin ne'emar. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas Mem Aleph in the Bavli. Chita is how long do you have to stay in a Baisa Menuga to become tameh, enough to eat a chita loaf, right? Seora, what is seora? That's the barley seed. That shear is for a bone, the sars of a barley seed is matameh, b'mago b'masa, right? A bone without flesh is not matameh b'ohel, but it's matameh b'mago b'masa. How big of a bone? The size of a barley seed, right? That's the... number two. And it goes to each one. Gefen, Revius, Yain, Lenazir, Te'ena, a fig. That's the size for carrying out on Shabbos. Red Grogerus, right? Rimon, that's how big your hole. We had this recently. How big your hole has to be in the kli in order for it to lose its shame kli. And it goes through all of the Dvash, a date. That's Koseves. That's the shear of eating on Yom Kippur. Right? To each of the words. That's why each of them are in the Pasuk. To be merames to mishirin. So the Gemara says, "Mand amar bracha nicha." So now back to the Gemara. So the one who says lebracha, I understand why those seven are in the pasuk. "Mand amar l'shiurin," but you're telling me those seven words are in the pasuk to teach me the shiurin, but there are some shiurin that are not in the pasuk. Via the Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Negayim, "Baheres kigris." How big does your spot of tsaras have to be? Baheres kigris, the size of a certain type of bean. Kigris. So why isn't that in the pasuk? You're telling me that pasuk is all shiurin. Less he minhon. It's the girsa of some. Less he minhon, meaning that's not in this group. Why? That has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. That bean. That's a different type of bean. So this pasuk is about shiurin, that the items themselves have to do something with Eretz Yisrael. And they also have to happen to teach us a size. But this bean, right, this Baharis Kigris, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Ras Sirlio understands. He says, Elohim Olda Ba'aretz, but these are not. Then the same thing also, Ka'adashim and Asheretz. How much of a Sheretz, of a creepy crawly, is Matame? Ka'adasha. Right, Adasha is also not in the Pasuk. So where it says again, less Himinhon. Fine. So that's, how do we get into that? Because we were talking about only the Sheva Saminim are Chayev in Bikurim. Weiter. Pshita hada milsa hifish bikurim chuz b'shevas aminim lo kitshu. Says the Gemara, it's obvious if I try to be mafish bikurim from my apples or cherries, it's meaningless. It's meaningless, right? Lo kitshu. It's meaningless, right? And this is it's pointed out that there is a chidushe haran in chulin kufchaf that says you can volunteer from others, and they point out that it's against this Yerushalmi. Where does he get this from? There's a Rashi in Nehemiah that we mentioned that says your chayiv midrabanan by others. Both of those, that Rashi and this Chidush Haran, are both against this Gemara. And there's no Bavli that supports them. Right? So it's unclear where they get it from. Right? Again, the Chidush Haran and Chulin Kufchaf, that you can volunteer, and that Rashi in Nehemiah, which the Malbim says, he doesn't know where he gets it from. Okay, so Pshita, so according to what we paskin, you can't give Bikurim from anything other than the seven Minim. So Ma Pligin. But there is a machlokas about what about non-superior? What about inferior fruit? Right? The Mishnah said you should only give. You don't have to give from bad fruit, right? The fruit in the valleys and the tamarim from the mountains. So ma pligin, but tamarim shebaharim v'peher shebamakim. What about those? Reb Zeira, Reb Yasi, B'shem Reb Elazar, lo kitshu. First opinion that no, that anything that you don't have a chiyuv to give bikurim from, if you did, it's not bikurim, lo kitshu. Rabbi Ila, b'shem Rabbi Ami, is palgan Rabbi Yochanan b'shem ben Lakash. Really, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kitshu, b'shem ben Lakash amar kitshu. Rabbi Yochanan says no, lo kitshu, because it is not mechuyev, and therefore that's the rule in Bikurim. You can't volunteer Bikurim. Rish Lakish says no, it does get sanctified. Because it is Shivas Aminim, it's just an inferior type. That's not as much of a hafka'ah, right? Bringing inferior pomegranates is more included than bringing apples, right? Even though they're both not obligatory, but apples are, that's low kitshu. Everybody agrees to that. That won't have any Bikurim status. And therefore, if you try to bring it to Bikurim, it's bringing Chulin Bazara. It's not just, oh, volunteer. No, you can't. While these items are Arminis Kadesh B'dievet. Again, very big nafkamina. Turns to Lachal HaMaisa. Rabbi Yonah, time of the Shem and Lakish. Where does Rish Lakish get this from? Where does Rish Lakish get it from that even though you didn't have to, you could volunteer. You could give the inferior. Give the inferior. Because it's a parallel. We had a parallel back earlier in these Shiurim. Shekenim Avar V'tarim in Ara Al Yafet Shumas Shuma. Remember we had, you're supposed to give Shuma from good apples. Let's see, according to the Rambam, that apples are Daraisa. And you give bad apples. So it works. You're supposed to give mina tov, right? The Ramban even thinks there's one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. And this is about giving mina ra. So, but if you took mina from the inferior, it works. So this is the inferior. So just like if you give from the inferior, it's truma. So too, if you give from bikurim inferior, it works, right? We compare that, right? Remember the makar for that's quoted in the Gemara elsewhere. It's not quoted here, but the Gemara says that you get a sin. Right, if you get a sin for giving the inferior, so the Gemara says if it doesn't work, then obviously you didn't do anything wrong. Nisiyas chet lama, right? That's the Gemara in Kiddushin and Memvav Mabez. That's the makar that inferior truma works b'dieved, even though you aren't supposed to, but it works because if you minayin latorim and arola yafeh. This is Kiddushin Memvav Mabez because it says velosisu alav chet baharim chem eschelbo im eno kadosh nisiyas chet lama. Right, if you didn't do anything wrong, so then it's not kadosh, then just do it again. You didn't do anything wrong, so that's how you know it must have worked. So you did something wrong, but it works. Tosas there discusses the big shas topic of, but don't we have a machlokes in general by a rava about kol milsa d'amar rachmana lo seved yavin mahani yavin lo mahani? Sometimes the Torah could tell you don't do something, even if it wasn't successful, it would still be usur. Right, you can't marry your sister. Right, and you can't marry a coin, can't marry a grusha. The first one does not work, the second one works. So what's the rule? What's the exception? So again, Tosas there says, according to at least one opinion, right, even if you didn't do anything wrong, it might be called a chet just for trying. So, maybe there too. Okay, but either way, that's the makar. So Rish Lakish says, just like if you give inferior truma, it works, so too if you give inferior bikurim. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, I don't think that's such a raya. Don't compare trumas and maisras and bikurim. Don't compare the two. Why? Because Shamina, Peres, Aram, Chayav, and Maestras. Shumas and Maestras, there's a chiyuv to give Shumas and Maestras from all fruit, even inferior fruit. What if you only have inferior grapes? You have to give Shumas and Maestras from inferior grapes. So you see, inferior fruit are more shayach to Shumas and Maestras. So that's why, maybe if you give it with the Evid, it works, even if you're supposed to give from superior. But Shamina, Peres, Aram, Chayav, and Bikurim, but bad fruit, inferior fruit, are not Chayav and Bikurim. So it could be that if you try to give that with the Evid, it doesn't work. So Rabbi Yossi says, don't compare. There's no raya from giving inferior fruit by truma to be work for superior. That could work because generally inferior fruit are more bichlal the mitzvah of truma and bikurim. Truma and maestras. Bikurim, there's no chiyav on inferior fruit. So you might say if you try to give inferior fruit, so it doesn't work. So Rabbi Yossi says, I reject the comparison. And the Gemara says, Vasisa Mesail Rabbi Yossi. And there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yossi. This sheet of Rabbi Yossi that says it does not work, b'dieved. Ein mevia minat tziparnin v'lo mina bishnin. You can't give from tziparnin, meaning a certain type of, from tzipori, and bishnin, a certain type from beit sha'an, v'imhevi lo kitshu. So this is beferish. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Lo kitshu. If you try to bring from the inferior, it doesn't work, like Rabbi Yossi says. Amar Reb Zeira, v'tani taman. And we also learned over there later on, te'enim sochos menukavos. If somebody has figs that were punctured by thorns or by how they were growing, your figs that were punctured, invin me'uvakos u me'ushanos. Let's say you had grapes and there was, I don't know, the vines were sick. So you had, the Gemara talks about that you have like smoke it out on the bottom so some of the insects are killed, or you put powder on it. So doing that itself makes it inferior. So ein mevi'in. You can't bring from those. There's no bikurim from those. Aval mevi'in min ha-te'ena b'no sheva u'min ha-navim halav lunios. Right? You could bring from these. Bring from these. So the Gemara says, one second. What's the aval? Min ha-muvchar hein v'temer aval? These are great ones. What do you mean, but you could bring from these? These are perfect, right? You can't bring from the good ones, bad ones, but you can bring, but of course you can bring. Answer, Amarav Avmari, Shalot Tomar, Hovein Basof Lo Yavi. Ah, Chiddush. These items, even though they're very special, these Benos Sheva figs, they grow at the end of the season. They grow later than a lot of other figs. So you might have thought, these aren't Bikurim, because they grow at the end of the season, right? Everything is done. No, but Kamash Balan, look, they're a separate type, and whenever this type grows, you bring Bikurim from that type. Right? And that's the Chiddush of, even these have to bring Bikurim, even though you might have thought not because of when they grow. Meaning, you don't judge Bikurim by all of the types together. You judge each type. And if this type blossoms now, then that's what's brought. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Emevian Tamarim, Elam Yericho. Bring Yericho Tamarim. Those are the best, right? Yericho is called Yer HaTamarim in the Torah. Right, it's tomorrow. Bring tomorrow from Yericho. Veikarin ela al hakosavos. But and mikra bikurim is on the kosavos, right? Which is those are the big ones, right? Kosavos agasa, as the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma. That's the shear for Yom Kippur, if you remember, of Inui. Rishim and Elazar Omer. Rimoni amakim mevi'im v'korin. No, even for not the super best. Even the pomegranates of the valleys, that's the Marafolda says, we only passel in the valleys other fruit. But rimonim, pomegranates, they're okay. So basically you can bring. Halavai, all of these should be halacha l'maaseh. We should go to our gedolim and figure out, did these chayvim bikurim, or those chayvim bikurim, what's superior, what's inferior? So b'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to that. And remember, whenever Yericho is mentioned, remember that rivid in Yericho, in Tamid. The Ravid and the Mishnah Tamid that talks about all the things that are heard in Yericho. They heard the sound of the shovel banging down in Yericho, and they smell the Ketores in Yericho. And the Ravid there, we're not sure if it's the Ravid, but it's the commentary called the Ravid on Tamid, says either all the way till Yericho or only Yericho. In Yerushalayim you smell the Ketores, and in Yericho you smell the Ketores. In Yerushalayim you heard the sounds, and why? Because Yericho was the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. And the Bikurim of Eretz Yisrael, right? And that's why there's a special din, so that we remember and recognize the uniqueness of Yericho. That's why all of these nisim happened in Yericho. That's the Ravid in Tamid. Remember where it is? It's in the middle of Perek Amar Lahem Hamamuna. Perek Amar Hamamuna. That's what he says. That the he kamo Yerushalayim vayinushman ba. Wow, kadei sheyargishu b'nei adam sheyibiricho yeshbo kein ksas kedusha kemo b'Yerushalayim. L'vicha be'ela yoser mishar dvarim b'nei shkolei lo advarim kol sha'ar ha-gadol v'tziltzel v'gvini kruz heim tchilas avodas ha-maidah konon avodasam. These are the beginning of the avodas, and therefore it's like the truma and the bikurim. Okay. We continue, says the next Mishnah. Crucial Mishnah. Elam avin v'lo karin. Next. These people bring bikurim, but they don't do mikra bikurim. Hager, maybe Venokori, a ger. We're going to see there's a machlokas about this in the Gemara, and machlokas we shown him, Rambam Rashi. But a ger brings, but he does not be mikra. Why? Shein yochel omar, asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu lasas lanu. He can't say that phrase. Hashem swore and gave it to our forefathers. It wasn't his forefather. He's a ger. He might say imam Yisrael, maybe Venokori. But if his mother's Jewish, he can. We'll see why. If his mother Jewish, come because that then the mother comes, the mother's ancestors come from one who got a piece of land. Ukshim is palo beino levein atzmo omar lokei avos Yisrael. We'll see whether we paskin this way or not. When a ger davins to himself, he doesn't say lokei avoseinu. He says lokei avos Yisrael. Shube beis haknesses omar lokei avosechem. And when he's davening for the amud, he says the God your father, God of your forefathers. So we'll see. We don't paskin this way. What about like any of these? V'im ha'isa imam Yisrael omar lokei avoseinu. But if he's born, if his mother's Jewish, so then elokei avoseinu. So these are just thrown in here because once we're talking about mikra bikurim, what a ger says, so then this is also thrown in as we will see. But let's just at least start the Gemara. That we take out the first words, first four words. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Travei Amishmeim, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak. When we say in the Mishnah that as long as the mother's Jewish, you could say it. B'bnei Keni Chosein Moshe he must nisa. We're talking about when it says Imam Yisrael, rock only all of those who descended from Yisrael. Because Yisrael got a portion in the land also. Ubnei Keni, Chosei Moshe, Mevin V'Korin, Tchsev L'cha Itan V'Etav Nulach. Moshe Rabbeinu promises Yisrael a portion in the land, and that's why the Gerim, whose mothers are, they came from Yisrael, they get a portion in the land. Remember Yisrael, the Gemara says, the beginning of Gemara, the Rashi quotes the beginning of Yisrael, that Yisrael, why is the name Yisrael? Because Yisrael Pesracha Shabbatorah. There was an extra parsha in the Torah from based on Yisrael, V'yata Techse, right, the pasuk that he says, Moshe, look around and see, you have to appoint more judges. So we mentioned in the past. What do you mean V'yata Techse? Yisrael starts talking three psukim before that. Moshe, you're going to get worn out, Navol, Tibol, V'chulu, V'chulu, and then he says, this is what you should do. Why does it say that Yisro, there's an extra portion in the Torah for Yisro, Va'ata Techseth? That's the middle of his words. And the answer is, because anybody could complain and say what's wrong. You need a Yisro to give constructive criticism and to say, this is what you should do. Right? Novel, Tibol, everybody knows how to complain. Everybody knows how to complain. But to come up with ideas how to fix things, that takes a Yisro. And that's the Yiter Parsha Achas Shabbat Torah. Okay, we'll have to continue with this. B'ez Hashem, next time we get into the sugis about Geirus. That's B'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf.